My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin writes a story for his scammer, Belinda. And is there something rotten in Denmark? Listen and enjoy.
I'm working on your story. Can I just tell you, I suck at this, LOL? She laughs. She goes, that's what it takes to cheer me up. She asks how tall I am. I go, about the same, not very tall. Remind me not to piss you off. Your short story, my lady. Here's the little story. In a faraway land, and again, I'm writing this fucking spur of the moment, so.
Okay, so we're not allowed to laugh at you?
No, you can laugh. It sucks, but, you know, whatever.
It's not like Joe, when Joe wrote his poetry, and it was an email, and he could, you know, backspace, oh, this sucks, and then, you know, really ham it up to you.
No, dude, that was fucking James Joyce.
Yeah. So here's the story. In a faraway land where few people ever visited, there lived a beautiful maiden named Belinda. Belinda was a very beautiful maiden with skin the color of the sweetest candy bars and eyes that could see through the hardest souls. There was no electricity where Belinda lived. Her only light was that which was provided from her smile. Belinda grew lonely, so she would send out little tiny thought bubbles to find her soulmate. These bubbles would travel great distances to many worlds.
The slop towel wants to know if we can mop this story up.
Be respectful, stupid! Or I won't fit you like a... That's what?
He did the wrong voice.
No! He's on a break!
Wait here, stupid. Leave me alone! How dare you!
You have to watch the hands. That's the kid.
Consistent, anyway. You're interrupting his art!
All right, go. Continue.
A little respect!
What's that guy, the name of that comedian with all the puppets? Like
Jeff Dunham?
And stuff. Yeah, yeah. This is the disturbing just Jeff Dunham hour.
What she gets signed with the towel and the socks?
Like, yeah, right?
Well, actually, I've been talking to management, and that's the part of the show they love.
Awesome.
They don't see a role for you guys. They feel I can man all three positions.
That's right!
They'll bring in somebody else to play Joe's. The maker of the jizz for the jizz.
Oh, the make
yeah,
the maker
being
of the jizz.
Put your hand in there. Live it up.
God.
All right, so her only light was that which was provided from her smile. Belinda grew lonely, so she would send out little tiny thought bubbles to find her soulmate. These bubbles would travel great distances to many worlds. Sadly, no bubbles ever came back to Belinda. One day, a big wind blew across Belinda's land, and from out of the sky landed
like a fart, too.
Sorry, I
this is
fart.
Damn good for spur of the moment.
I thought fart, too.
Why would both you stink?
Ah, yes.
One day, a big wind blew across Belinda's land, and from out of the sky landed a goofy person named Mr. Model.
Mr. Model.
He was weird and talked funny. He was nothing like what Belinda had ever seen before. Mr. Model was scared of this new place. It was so different and so far from home. Still, he knew instantly he liked this Belinda. He knew somehow she was different. Belinda took Mr. Model to the home. To home.
To the home!
Belinda took Mr. Model home to her hut and fed him some homemade Lulu.
Remember, she was making Lulu.
She was making the foo-foo, so now we got the Lulu.
Oh,
and P.U.
It was foo-foo.
It was
going
yummy.
Mother Goose.
It was yummy. Mr. Model filled on the Lulu and was very appreciative of what this nice person had done for him. Mr. Model had a special power. He could grant every new person he met one wish. He told Belinda this special gift and asked Belinda if she would like to make a wish. Belinda had so many things she wanted she could not choose. She thought all night and the whole next day. Finally, she said, Mr. Model, I wish, and I put you get to fill it in.
Oh! I wish I had a laptop from Malmart.
Really, I get no credit from you guys for coming up. I'm fucking talking to her, and I come up with this shit. No credit.
No, it's nice.
Tough room.
No, it's nice.
I mean, you know.
Oh, sorry, anyway. Joe. There's no leeches on my arm. I apologize.
Trucker Tom says she is really a he.
No, I don't think so from this.
Sounds like the letter my Christmas elf has to read when we do a gig together.
I could talk to Joan.
You actually could, yeah. You're my Christmas elf. Fix your wings, stupid. The kids are coming.
She goes, okay, but we should be ourselves and flow naturally.
Where'd she get that?
What? I don't know. I go, can't read it now, as per your request. If you did read it by the time you get to this point, shame on you. I yell at her. I go, I think my flow will be much better by not pissing you off, smiley face, but I'm sure somehow I will, winky. She laughs. How is my bedtime story coming along? I go, I sent it to you. It's up above. I go, I think I'm better writing it.
You pissed at us because we don't like the story. Jesus Christ, you sent it to her. How's the story card? It's done, stupid.
I know. How's the story card along?
And we got our ass nibbled on.
I know.
Well, she's not supposed to read it. She knows.
All
right.
She
listens. I go, I think I am better at writing smut, but I'll try anything for you. She goes, I hope it is good, else I don't want it, and I will cry. She gives me cries. I go, well, damn, woman, you're going to cry if I suck at something I have never done before? You better hope I do not hold you to the same standard. Remember,
yeah, really.
We talked about her now never giving blowjobs and having multiple orgasms.
I know, and writing porn about pastries.
Yes.
The white sheets.
Yeah.
She laughs. She goes, I'll try so you don't. I hope you like the quick little story. I hope it puts a smile on your face and maybe some forgiveness in your heart. She goes, I've forgiven you already. Just wanted you to do something different for a change. I really hope it can make me sleep.
have you heard our show?
Yeah. I go, well, to make you sleep, it would have to have been long and boring. For that, I should send you my comedy act. Thank you. See, Joe, I don't need you. I can handle me myself. I go, it is short, sweet, and incomplete. I will write more for you as the days pass. It is meant to put a smile on your lips before you close your eyes. Who are your family in Denmark?
What? What?
Wow.
What?
She has family in Denmark.
Did we miss something?
I'm sorry.
I don't remember either.
Was there a non sequitur?
A while ago. She goes, my auntie and her kids live there. I go, you are close with them, right? She goes, not really. I go, now I am confused. You told me you were close to your family in Denmark. This all makes it so hard to get to know you.
Oh, here he goes.
She goes, I'm close to them, but only when they come to Ghana once in a while. That's it. I go, okay. I'm not going to pursue this. Usually I would press, but I have no stomach for it today.
Is she thinking proximity means close?
Maybe. I never
thought am close about... to them when they stand near me, but when they are in Denmark, I am not close to them.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.